passing on that information. ABC News Chief Law and Justice Correspondent Pierre Thomas.
The informant, Alexander Smirnov, was arrested last week and is being charged with lying to the FBI, claiming that the Bidens accepted a $5 million bribe from Burisma, the Ukrainian energy company where Hunter Biden once sat on the board. House Republicans have used that story as a justification in their efforts to impeach President Biden. Prosecutors now calling it a fabrication.
WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange back in court for the second day of what could be his final court appearance, trying to stop extradition to the U.S. on spying charges. Jury selection beginning this morning in the Rust trial. Armorer Hannah Gutierrez-Reed is accused of involuntary manslaughter in the death of cinematographer Helena Hutchins in 2021. This is ABC News.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Well, here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin businesses suffering losses due to the warm, dry winter can apply for federal disaster loans. The U.S. Small Business Administration says its disaster coverage will extend to businesses hurt by the lack of winter weather this season. Businesses that cater to outdoor recreation are especially hard hit. Eric Hovde is officially in the race for U.S. Senate. He made his campaign announcement yesterday on social media.
Our country is facing enormous challenges. Our economy, our health care, crime, and open borders. Everything is going in the wrong direction. All Washington does is divide us and talk about who's to blame.
Of the Republicans in the race, Hovde presents the most formidable challenge to incumbent Democrat Tammy Baldwin. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
1490 The Eagle Lacrosse. I'm Jimmy Cuska. For some voters in Wisconsin yesterday, it was the spring primary. For voters of the Cooley region, well, there wasn't really anything on the ballot. La Crosse, Monroe, Trempealeau, Pepin, Buffalo, and Vernon counties had no primaries or referendums to vote on. The only primary in Crawford County was for Seneca School Board, where five candidates are vying for two seats. There was a tie for the fourth and final spot on the spring ballot, according to last night's unofficial election results. The La Crosse Regional Airport will be adding a daily flight this spring, according to its social media pages. American Airlines will fly daily from Chicago to La Crosse. The airline will also use a larger aircraft for its daily flights beginning in May, according to the Post. According to the airport, passengers can already book flights on the new offerings when they book with American Airlines. The National Weather Service says southwestern Wisconsin could see record or near-record temperatures today. Highs expected it to be in the upper 50s to lower 60s. Highs in the 50s tomorrow as well. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass. Eyes waiting. Started to wonder. Metamorphosis, not who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
The Brewers expect to win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. That's what Brewers owner Mark Antanasio told reporters at the team's spring training camp in Arizona. Despite releasing several veterans and trading Corbin Burns to Baltimore, the Brewers owner says he has an expectation to win this year. He went on to say there's no deal finalized yet to re-sign Brandon Woodruff to a two-year contract. College hoops, number 7th-ranked Marquette will play their next three games at home, beginning tonight against DePaul. The Golden Eagles have played six of their last eight on the road. The Badgers got a win over Maryland in Madison. The final 74-70, thanks to efficient shots from the foul line, 28 of 31. Green Bay Packer A.J. Dillon was at the game courtside.
Hey, it's been awesome. It's always great coming down to Madtown. My wife is an alum. My sister-in-law is a cheerleader. So we're repping Wisconsin cheerleading and the basketball team today. It's great to come down and show support.
That's Packers running back A.J. Dillon. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Bright, beautiful, and way too warm for February as highs soar to the upper 50s. Another mild day on repeat for tomorrow, too, as highs climb to the mid-50s. But get ready for Friday. We get hit with a cool down. Right now, it's 35.
You know, I hope this is the best hour of your life. I'll tell you that. The Cripes Cast, folks.
Comedian Mary Mack.
He's noticed a very sizable increase on people off the lake coming onto our lake to fish it. You don't want everything to be popular and known about. That seems to be the way I also approach my comedy, Charlie. I think there's a theme.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. The talk that matters to you and fits your lifestyle.
Tune out all the yelling and screaming.
Come soaring with Eagle 1490.
Good morning and welcome to Matt Nair on Air. So very happy to have you along with us. Jane, Matt Nair, Greg Buck, Calvin Butenhoff, all coming to you live from our studio in beautiful downtown Waukesha. You can always join us, call or text at 844-967-2789, 844-96.
A party.
Or leave a message on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. All kinds of things coming up today. Going to have a very, very busy show. Next hour, our very own Jimmy Cuska is going to be joining us. There was an election yesterday. Depending upon where you are, that is going to determine whether or not you had to go to the polls. But there were a lot of school referendums on the ballots all around the state. So Jimmy Cuska will be joining us at 11:33 to give us a little update on which of those referendum passed. And then at 11:50... it's going to be a weekly segment from now on.
Oh, are you serious?
Yes, we're going to do Wednesday Weather and Wine with Brittany Merlot, Civic Media's meteorologist at 11:50. Give us an update on what's happening. It is really a beautiful May day today.
Yeah.
And so Brittany's going to join us and give us an update on what's coming up.
Maybe this is making up for the spring we never got last year.
That's true. We haven't had a good spring, no. It seems like, in a really long time. My daffodils are coming up.
They're coming up roses.
They're coming up Daffy. They're coming up Daffy.
There you go.
So, all right. And just a reminder to download the Civic Media app at all of the places where you get your apps.
It's on sale for $2,000 today.
It's absolutely free.
Oh.
And check out the newly revamped website at civicmedia.us. Really, it looks great. All the shows. You can check out all the shows. You can look at all the podcasts and previous shows and check out the show notes if you're looking for information for something that we talked about. That is all there at civicmedia.us. We are going to start out, though, with episode 212, which is just a random number I kind of picked out of the sky, on your state government not working for you.
Wow.
I know.
It just
continues.
Shocking.
Yesterday, Senate Republicans in Wisconsin rejected four of Governor Tony Evers' appointments to the UW Hospital Board and the State Natural Resources Board, which means that Governor Evers promptly appointed four replacements. Quote from the governor, "Unfortunately, with these legislative Republicans, bipartisanship and common sense always seem to take two steps forward and two steps back. And that trend continued today when the Senate Republicans took up yet another group of exceptionally qualified citizen appointees and fired them simply for doing their jobs." It's kind of standard operating procedure now.
I mean, I feel like we praise them for being bipartisan at least once a week up there in Madison. And I don't want to say it gives me hope, but it's just nice. It's nice when they work together.
And they actually do something for us.
And then they pull this sort of shenanigans, hanky-panky stuff here. And then it makes me really then nervous about the whole MAPS thing. If they're just going to fire people willy-nilly for, you know, no severe good reason, then what's to say they're not going to start a hissy fit over the MAPS that they just voted on?
Right. Well, don't you feel like this is kind of a continuation of the hissy fit over the maps.
Oh,
I think they, yes, the maps got passed. I don't think they see that as a victory.
No, well, it's not just the maps either. It's maps. It's Janet Protasiewicz. It's Megan Wolf not getting impeached. It's Janet Protasiewicz not recusing herself. It's Tony Evers winning a second term. It's the fact that their dear leader in the assembly has an approval rating that is abysmal.
What is it?
17%. Come on, Jane, be nice. 17%.
I apologize, my friend Robin.
But yeah, they're
for wanting to say 13%.
It's a group of people who have so much power in government can barely make anything happen. And they're constantly stepping on rakes and hitting themselves in the face with the handles. And so this is just petty. These are just petty power moves.
Yes.
And I wouldn't be surprised if the people who work to appoint these people said to them, you might get fired like fast.
Just be ready.
That's what we're doing here right now. Andrew in Maine on the live stream said, hissy fits in Madison. How unspeakable, inconceivable.
Good princess bride reference there.
Yeah. So, I mean,
let's not forget too. I mean, they've been doing this for years. Yeah. When Tony Evers got reelected to his second term, they were still sitting on over 150 of his appointees.
Yeah.
So they've been having a hissy fit ever since he got elected, and the hissiness just continues.
The Hissington Party.
Come on, you guys. Do your jobs.
I was going to say, could you imagine if they took all that just petty white energy? That didn't make sense. I want to be petty white as like Betty White. Never mind. Point is, imagine if they took all that energy. And I'm not saying they back up everything Tony Evers does, but just, you know, leave the appointees alone and let them do their jobs. Look at the bills that are out there and vote on them together. Instead, it's this harumphing, arms crossed, I'm taking my ball and go home. And
It's not like these people aren't qualified. They rejected former Lieutenant Governor Barbara Lawson, former Representative Sandy Pope of Mount Horeb, former Wisconsin Federation of Nurses and Health Professionals President Candace Owley, appointees to the UW Hospital Board, and they also rejected the governor's appointment of Todd Ames to the state's Natural Resources Policy Board. I could understand if this, you know, here's Wilbur from Mount Horeb, and he's my cousin, and so I want to put him on the board. These are qualified people.
But you just said it. If it was Wilbur, their cousin, I think that'd be even a better fit. They'd say, all right, fine. Because that's something they would pull.
Wilbur will do what I want.
Those are four women for the UW Hospital Board, right?
Yes.
Highly qualified, educated, probably have opinions on certain things that they don't like. And they certainly don't want to hear from dangerous liberal women. I don't know if they're liberal, but, you know, to me, any GOP leader sees a woman with an opinion they see as a liberal. So,
well, and I found this article in Madison.com. GOP lawmakers did not offer a reason for rejecting the UW Hospital Board appointees. But last year, Republican members of the Senate Health Committee questioned the appointees about their views on abortion policy.
Yep. And you said the other Todd Ames was the Natural Resources Board.
Yes.
Oh, I'm sure.
He served as Deputy Secretary of the Wisconsin DNR before retiring in December of 2021, appointed by Evers to fill one of the seats left vacant after Senate Republicans fired four other members in October. They've taken aim at Ames for online criticism he's made in the past of the Republican Party and former President Trump. So, what?
I bet you even without the Trump criticisms, the fact that he probably has opinions on, you know, conserving the environment and being good to it and having policies which maybe punish polluters and protect the people. But, you know, they don't want to hear about that.
Pat texting in from the 715, listening in Green Bay on WGBW. The Wisconsin GOP is going to follow the Michigan GOP, broke and on the verge of extinction. I don't know that that's going to happen. But yeah, boy, Michigan, that's a whole nother woof.
Yeah.
We could do a whole show on the dysfunction in Michigan.
Another text, our friend Lynn from Oconomowoc. Is Merlot really Brittany's last name? I believe so.
It is.
Yeah.
I asked her about that one of the first times we met. It's like, you made that up.
She's like, you're right. My last name is Chardonnay.
No, her name is actually Merlot, M-E-R-L-O-T, just like the wine.
Love it.
Yep, it's great. If you want to chime in on this, 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Once again, our legislature doing nothing. They are good at it. They're really good.
You know what they're really good at? They're really good at being paid with our money, too.
Mm.
Working, what was that, 100 days out of the year? Not even?
Well, they're almost late for vacation.
Woo, guys, put it down.
You better get going.
Get your board shorts ready. It's summertime almost. Exactly.
I mean, you got places to go and people to ask money from.
And constituents to completely ignore.
Going back to Ems, who was the Deputy Secretary of the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources, and again, another one of the appointees that the Senate Republicans rather rejected, M says, I know how to work in a bipartisan manner. The majority party in the Wisconsin state legislature does not. In fact, they seem to think that bipartisan is some sort of lethal virus because they avoid it like the plague.
I mean, well, we've seen plenty of I don't totally agree with that. We've seen lots of examples of them working together.
They've gotten some
on various
done.
Issues. Some things have gotten done.
True.
It's just, and that's, I guess, the frustration is they can do it. They've shown us that they can do it. And then they just sort of sharp turn and do things like this where you're neither, I'm not mad, guys. I'm just disappointed.
All right.
That's what I feel. It's like, I'm not mad. I'm not shocked. I'm disappointed. Yeah.
844-967-2789 if you want to call in or text Karina from Milwaukee. Good morning, Karina. What do you want to chime in on this?
Good morning. You know what? I've been listening to Earl before you, and yesterday I was... I can't get the fact that a speaker listening to Trump or any other active Republican member of a government listening to who is he? Have ever you heard any other presidents, a former presidents, dictating a policy of an existing government?
Karina, what are you talking about right now? We're talking about Wisconsin legislators.
About him giving a direction over the media saying, don't sign this, leave the border for me, don't go into those reforms, don't do this. Like he was talking to Speaker Johnson just recently through the media saying, oh, I'm telling you, don't do this, don't sign this, don't discuss this, remove this from the agenda.
Yeah, Karina, we know.
And I appreciate, and we always appreciate you calling, Karina, and very much so for listening. We are going to return when we come back. More Wisconsin hanky panky, we'll call it. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, LaCrosse's home for Up North News Radio.
If you only have a 401k, you're not getting the most for retirement.
Wait, what?
Add a Robinhood IRA on top, then they'll boost it by 3%.
You can do that?
And if you transfer in any retirement account, you get 3% on top of that.
Is there a limit to the match?
No limit. Robinhood Gold gets you the biggest contribution match of any IRA on the market. Sign up for Robinhood Gold at Robinhood.com/boost by April 30th. Subscription fees apply.
Investing involves risk. 3% match requires gold for 1 year from first match. Must keep IRA for 5 years. Match on transfers subject to additional terms and conditions. Robinhood Financial LLC. Member SIPC.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
You look at Taylor Swift. She fought off the bitterness of defeat when she lost her records, when she was kind of duped by a manager. People who told her she'd never amount to anything. But it doesn't matter if you like her music or not. I'm a fan of anyone. Doesn't matter whether they're an artist or an athlete or just a common Jane or Joe. If you've overcome something in your life, you're a winner. If you've made it through, that's what it's all about.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is the talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
Take it away. Wanna hear you play till the lights go down.
Good morning. Welcome to Matt Mayer on Air. Jane Matt there. Greg Bach, Sweet Cal B coming to you live from our studio in downtown Waukesha. Shout out to everybody in Wisconsin Rapids listening on WFHR. Thank you so very much for joining us. You can always call or text at 844-967-2789 or leave a comment on the live stream if you're watching on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that Elon has ruined. Very excited at 10:33. We're going to play another round of the good, the bad, and oh, I got to get one of these.
I swear to God, it's a wonder oven, isn't it?
It is not a wonder oven. It may be even more wonderful than a wonder oven, but that is coming up between 10:30 and 11 o'clock. Hope you can stick around for them. We have been talking about our lawmakers once again not getting anything done after firing a whole bunch of Governor Evers' appointees to the hospital board and the state natural resources board. Just talking about, it just seems petty. It just seems petty to me.
I don't think it seems petty. It is petty. It's just the pettiest.
844-967-2789. Eric from Wauwatosa. Good morning, Eric. Thank you so much for listening. What's going on?
Yeah, sure. Good morning. Hey, I just was going to say along the lines of what you're talking about, akin to like the closing of public pools and all the other efforts that the federal government and state governments went through during segregation. I like to ask, before any of your conservative callers up, your alleged conservative callers call up, is for them to rationalize the treasure that is being wasted. To kind of piggyback on what Greg had said earlier, is not only the efforts, but just the money. This costs so much money to retrain and reappoint and re-recruit and all this stuff, and they are just wasting taxpayers' dollars out of, as you say, spite, hatred, whatever it may be. And I'd like to hear any of your kind of regular or even a new conservative caller call up and rationalize these expenses and what their ends are to these means, because obviously they represent these voters. So we're always talking about the politicians, but they also represent people that apparently from their behavior approve of these behaviors in Madison and even in D.C. So I'd like to just throw that challenge out there for any of your conservative callers and for you too to comment on as well. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Eric. Really appreciate you listening. I can understand to some extent where you don't want to give the opposition all the wins.
Yeah.
And if you are against the governor's policies to appoint people who are going to help implement his policies, I understand the gamesmanship there, I guess. But still, it would be nice if they actually tried to accomplish something for the state of Wisconsin. And I also think, Eric, in defense of the voters, most people have full busy lives with children and families and school and jobs and bills, or maybe they're caregivers now for elderly relatives. Not everyone is as obsessed about politics as we are.
Yeah.
It's fact.
Yeah.
It's just fact. So I don't think all constituents are all that well versed on what their elected representatives are doing. And that's one of the points I think of civic media. And certainly this show is to let you know what's going on in Madison and more accurately lately, what is not going on in Madison.
Well, on top of that, not just because you have lives, because you have busy lives and things going on, but there are 50 news outlets just in Wisconsin that provide the news, which mean great, but something that Group A provides, Group B doesn't provide. If you like Group B, you might not see what Group A provides. Group C has a totally different, you know, we're here to distill the information down, especially Wisconsin news, because it is, as Jane says, so important to you. And you know, Eric from Tulsa was talking about the training. I'm also just, I mean, honestly, from a cranky old man point of view, I'm just saying they're a waste of money. I'm paying their salary to work less than a quarter of a year.
2 months.
So if you want to earn that money, get some work done. Don't just sit here and be petulant children in the schoolyard. Do something.
But then it is also incumbent on us and incumbent on people, their constituents, to try and keep abreast of, again, what they are doing or not doing on your behalf. And as you said, they got a great gig, man.
Yeah.
It's great work if you can get it.
Absolutely.
They're going on vacation for another 9 months. Because it's been exhausting 2 months, Greg Bach. They're pooped.
I'm tired.
They're just pooped.
Trust me, I'm tired of talking about them.
844-967-2789. 844-967-2789 if you want to join the discussion.
Tony on the live stream said, can't Governor Evers just reappoint these fired people after the legislative session ends? I mean, I assume so, yes, but when they get back into session,
then they're just going to fire him.
Just
again.
Fire him right again. I mean, so this is just going to, and then no one will want to serve because they have things to do. It's like, I want to help. I have expertise. Why would I even give my name to this? I don't want to be, and I don't want my name in the paper over this.
And I think, as well as we all know pretty well that they really don't care how much of our money they waste.
Nope.
Let's look at the bogus election investigations. Look at the $2 million we gave Michael Gableman to come up with Zippo as far as election fraud is concerned. So I don't ever want to hear them talk about their stewardship of taxpayer dollars because it just makes...
This is what I would do if they talked about it.
I know. It makes me snort out loud. Real quickly, Tom from L.A. Good morning, Tom. Only got a couple of minutes. What do you want to say?
Yep, absolutely. First off, we the people ultimately are the government, not the corporations, and we need to realize that. I think for the people that don't listen to the radio every day and people that are not as engrossed in politics as, you know, the people that are the callers and like myself, but we need to ask ourselves, what has the Republican Congress, what has the Republican at the state level ever done for working people? What have they passed that has been good for working people? And that's the bottom line. So it doesn't take a listening to a show every single day. It really comes back to what's in it for me. And a lot of these people don't realize it, but all Republicans have is tax cuts for the billionaire class. And that is it.
Yeah, there doesn't seem to be a whole lot of diversity is probably not the right word to use.
Variety?
A variety among platform ideas.
Yeah. Well, I will say this, too. Anyone who thinks that tax cuts were good, they didn't benefit you.
No, but the wealthy did really, really well. And those little tax cuts that the rest of the majority of us got, those expire. The ones for the really, really wealthy, those keep going.
Yeah.
Just kind of the way it worked out. All right. News is on the way, followed by a great entertainment minute with Pete Schwabe. Stay close for that. And then when we return, the good, the bad, and I got to get one of these. Stay close. This is Matt Nair on air coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network. Late in the bar, by a dark and corner seat, faded flowers.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin State Senate Republicans are firing four more of Governor Evers' appointees. Democratic Senator Mark Spreitzer.
Governor Evers is still the governor, and he'll still be the governor next session. It's been 5 years, and I'm still waiting for all of you to get used to that.
Yesterday's firings include former Lieutenant Governor Barbara Lawton from the UW Hospitals and Clinics Board and Todd Ames from the Natural Resources Board. A proposed constitutional amendment would stop Wisconsin governors from raising taxes or fees on their own. The last straw for Republicans was when Governor Evers used his line item veto to raise school spending for 400 years. Yesterday's vote in the Assembly was the first step in the plan. It needs to pass the legislature again next year, then go to a statewide referendum. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For 1490 The Eagle Lacrosse, I'm Jimmy Cuska. For some voters in Wisconsin yesterday, it was the spring primary. For voters of the Cooley region, well, there wasn't really anything on the ballot. La Crosse, Monroe, Trempealeau, Pepin, Buffalo, and Vernon counties had no primaries or referendums to vote on. The only primary in Crawford County was for Seneca School Board, where five candidates are vying for two seats. There was a tie for the fourth and final spot on the spring ballot, according to last night's unofficial election results. American Queen Voyages is shutting down, which means the cruise company stops scheduled for this summer in La Crosse won't happen. The company had stops along the Mississippi, Illinois, Ohio, and other major rivers in the Midwest and central United States. The 13-year-old company also provided international cruises outside of the area. The National Weather Service says southwestern Wisconsin could see record or near-record temperatures today. Highs expected it to be in the upper 50s to lower 60s. Highs in the 50s tomorrow as well. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
I'm Trigvi Olsen. Steven from Green Bay. Go ahead.
The city of Green Bay is one of the best places in Wisconsin to live. Plenty of people that are Wisconsin nice.
Totally agree. Green Bay is kind of swing territory between the two parties, but people in Green Bay work together. I mean, people aren't asking themselves, am I wearing a red hat or a blue hat? They're wearing green and gold hats.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Beat with a 60-second showbiz beat. Beyonce? A country music star? Yes, indeed. And if that weren't enough, the genre-hopping singer has the number one song on the country charts called Texas Hold'em. Variety reports that this is the first time a black woman has topped the country music charts, and according to Billboard, she is the only black woman ever to hit number one on both country and the hot R&B hip-hop charts. Other artists who have achieved that feat are Justin Bieber, Billy Ray Cyrus, and Ray Charles. Kinda cool. Fans of the Gilmore Girls have flocked to Amazon to pre-order a copy of The Third Gilmore by Kelly Bishop, who played Emily Gilmore, the family matriarch. She's written a book about her experiences that promises never-before-heard stories. The Gilmore Girls helped put the WB network on the map and helped Bishop move from Broadway to TV. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, every night between 7 and 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Bright, beautiful, and way too warm for February as highs soar to the upper 50s. Another mild day on repeat for tomorrow, too, as highs climb to the mid-50s. But get ready for Friday. We get hit with a cool down. It's 37 degrees at our studios.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
On air, 1490 AM. Online, lacrosseeagle.com. And on the Civic Media app, this is Eagle 1490.
Good morning. Welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Buck, Calvin coming to you live from our studio in downtown Waukesha. Thank you so much for joining us. You can call, you can text, Join in the conversation at 844-967-2789. Leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and X Twitter. Just a reminder, he is our hardest working host right now. Todd Alba is all over the place.
The Todd Father.
He's everywhere. He's everywhere.
Can I tell you that he filled in for Pat this morning.
From 6 to 8.
Yeah, which means he got in and was ready to go by like 5:30. And then I said, oh, are you going to take a nap on the air? I said, no, you're going to take a nap and, you know, between this and your show that you're doing 3 hours.
Now. Yep.
He said, no, I got to prep for the show. And that's on top of redecorating the Hayward studio.
That he did last night.
That looks gorgeous.
You got to check out Todd's show today. He is in Hayward.
Yes.
Broadcasting from the Buzz of the North, WBZH, during Berkey Week, the 50th annual Berkebiner. You can tune in this afternoon from noon to 3, also tomorrow and Friday as well. And then if you want live updates this Saturday from cable, Gary and Big G are going to be at the Berkey, and they're going to be stopping in with Morning Cannolis with Jim Santel right here from 9 to 11. So make sure you check that out. We had been talking about the wonderful accomplishments of our state legislature and all the things they don't get done. Senate Republicans rejecting 4 of Governor Evers' appointments to the UW Hospital Board and the State Natural Resources Board on Tuesday. Governor Evers promptly appointed 4 replacements. Not sure if they're going to get fired instantaneously or if they'll drag that out for a little bit. But we have some follow-up text, Greg.
Yeah, Andrew from Maine says, being a representative democracy, we are expected to elect individuals to make decisions on our behalf based on what they have told us during their campaign and what we hold of value. Of course, the issues raised during campaigns are limited to a half a dozen or so, whereas what they are expected to vote on is limitless. And now we are being told that to not worry about some candidates, what some candidates say, because they don't really mean it.
Yeah, that's never good.
No.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
It's probably not the best thing to have to whip out on the campaign trail.
I was joking.
It was just a joke.
You're so sensitive.
Yeah. Yeah, that's always a real good sign.
I'm sorry if I hurt your feelings.
Yeah.
And then also coming from the 920, the do-nothing Republicans have been drifting too and are now firmly not conservative. They are rather more concerned about power grabs and quote-unquote owning the left instead of making policies that help the people. They have devolved into a spiteful group of fear-mongering toddlers who want to drag others down. Enough Republican voters must have miserable lives and hate themselves enough to ride right along being willfully ignorant to reality. Insert the endless Trump grifts here.
Well, I would certainly say that our politicians have devolved into a spiteful group of fear-mongering toddlers. I don't think all Republicans are bad people. I genuinely don't. I really, really don't. I think, again, it depends upon how much you want to inform yourself and how deeply you want to look at these things and get involved in these things. MAGA Republicans are an entirely different thing.
Yeah, I don't want to say they're not worth talking to. They are. It's just more difficult. It takes more time. It takes more energy. But we've talked to many Republicans. I apologize if I don't remember your name. We've had a gentleman who's called a few times and has said, I am a conservative. I listen to your show because I want to learn what you believe and what you think. He's not mean. He's not disrespectful.
Right.
And I appreciate that. Retired Brigadier General Steve Anderson came on last week and made
Republican all his life.
Made it abundantly clear that he is not a weird liberal.
No.
But is very, very much on the side of democracy and freedom and the voting process and the protection of our friends overseas.
And the Constitution.
Yes. So, yeah, I could read the anger in that text, and I get that anger completely. But let's also take a moment to step back and say there are good Republicans out there. They do speak up. Unfortunately, they don't have as much power as other ones. And now, as Andrew in Maine has mentioned on the live stream, they're now just being called rhinos.
Well, right. And if you do speak up, you get smothered.
Yeah.
You get smothered, or you have to leave office because you spoke out against the party.
Yeah.
Shouldn't be that way.
No, absolutely. It absolutely should not. And honestly, kudos to Mike Gallagher for speaking up in that one moment. Kudos to Langford for speaking up
Mike Lankford from Oklahoma.
Yeah. Look, to those individuals, I might disagree with them and I might not like their position on the policy, but if your party can't take critique, then there's something desperately wrong with your party.
Absolutely. 844-967-2789. All right, we're going to move along to the good, the bad, and oh, baby, I got to have one of these.
A Holly Hobby doll?
It is not a Holly Hobby doll.
Thanks, Pat.
The Supreme Court on Tuesday, this is the good, rejected appeals from three GOP House Republicans who challenged fines for not wearing face coverings on the floor of the House in 2021. The justices didn't comment on leaving in place the $500 fine issued to, any guesses? Three.
My mother.
Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Oh, wait, what? Matt Gaetz?
Nope. Thomas Massey of Kentucky.
Lauren Boebert.
No, and I would have thought too. No, Ralph Norman of South Carolina. The mask requirement was part of the House's response, I don't know, to the global pandemic.
Remember that?
I do remember that. These three lawmakers actually showed up on the House floor without masks, posing for selfies. That's why they got fined. Lower courts had refused to disturb the fines, ruling the courts don't have the power to review the mask policy. The lawyers, even for House Speaker Mike Johnson, told the court to reject the appeal from his fellow Republicans, although they noted that Johnson and every other member of GOP leadership voted against the mask policy. I'm not quite sure what that's about.
I don't either, but I'm here.
He's a Law and Order guy?
He loves that show. What was the, okay, so it was Marjorie Taylor Greene, Ralph Norman, who was the other
Thomas
one?
Thomas Massey of Kentucky.
I'm just doing something here because I want to make a point. And that point is Thomas Massey is 53 years old. Marjorie Taylor Greene is 49. Ralph Norman is 70. Boomer and Gen Xers. I don't want to hear my generation or the generation above talking about, they're just so lazy, talking about their selfies and stuff like that. They're posing for selfies and they're adult. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's my point is, like, I could see people my age and above saying, like, people just don't care. They're sitting there posing for selfies and shirking responsibilities, not wearing their masks and being all dumb. I don't know. I don't know where I'm going with this. It just bothered me that they pose for selfies with their masks off. And yet I hear people of their age criticizing young people for not being good enough in life. Sorry. I took it to the side there.
Slight detour.
Sometimes it happens. I see you laughing, Calvin.
On to the bad. And this is really genuinely disturbing.
Yeah.
Tucker Carlson.
That's it. All he had to say.
Once again, leaping to the defense of Russian President Vladimir Putin, claiming that anyone who thinks that Putin was responsible for the untimely death, or as they called it, sudden unexpected death syndrome. That was actually the first thing the Russians came out with after it was reported that Alexei Navalny had died, was unexpected death syndrome.
I'm not laughing at the situation. I'm laughing at the wording.
Tucker Carlson says that anyone who thinks Putin is responsible for this is an idiot. Tucker Carlson, who just did a vanity interview with Vladimir Putin.
Yeah.
Praising all wonderful things in Russia, like their grocery carts.
And their subway.
And their subway.
And their bread.
Yeah. Yeah.
Their grocery carts that are, by the way, available at Aldi.
It's like he's never been out much.
I was going to say, like, that really, his shock to that really speaks to the fact that that man has never gone grocery shopping.
At least not in the last 20 years.
Yeah.
So, Tucker Carlson is talking to... Again, another one, fellow former Fox News host Glenn Beck. Navalny's death during the Munich Security Conference in the midst of disputes about aid to Ukraine is definitely not beneficial for Russia. People who say Putin killed him are idiots, according to Tucker Carlson. Alexei Navalny died Friday in an Arctic penal colony where he was serving a 19-year sentence, essentially for voicing opposition to Vladimir Putin. To this point, his cause of death has not been made public. That's because they killed him.
Yeah.
They murdered him.
Yeah. And They could have released the body 25 minutes after he died and said he died of an exploding heart. I've been like, yeah, you made the heart explode. Like, there's no version of this where I don't think you did it. And Tucker Carlson referring to us as collective idiots coming from you makes me feel like the smartest man walking the earth.
These apologists for Vladimir Putin continue to, at least it seems to me, becoming more and more ingrained with the MAGA Republicans.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
They are big fans.
Yes.
Big, big fans.
Because Trump is a fan of them. Him. Yes. So therefore, they have to do the slow work of changing the mind of Americans in that party that 30 years ago would have said, in this situation, said, why do you like Vladimir? They would call him evil. But now... misunderstood genius.
Apparently so. Anna Navarro, who is a commentator on The View, and she makes other network appearances as well, talking about this same thing on how they're all apologizing for Vladimir Putin. This is particularly offensive to me, she says, and it's befuddling. It's amazing. I have no explanation for how the party that I grew up in, idolizing Ronald Reagan, that confronted communism, took on the USSR, that took on the Ortegas and the Castros of the world, can be kowtowing to this horrible assassin dictator in Russia, and Justin said instead somehow equating it to what's happening in America. And she was talking about Donald Trump. He's equating himself now to Alexei Navalny.
Yes.
He has not
pushed
any blame towards Vladimir Putin. He has not said that this murder was wrong or the death was wrong or anything like that. Only that Trump is like Alexei Navalny because he is being martyred.
Yeah. I can't remember if it was the first or the second Daily Show that Jon Stewart hosted back. Tony Zimmerman brings up a good point because Putin isn't woke. And the point that Jon Stewart was making is that it used to be capitalism versus communism, a very easy to delineate good versus evil.
Sure.
Now that that's sort of just that's harder to do. It's now woke versus not woke. And they're trying to portray Putin as a not woke person. Like, he does what he wants.
He says what he wants. He's a manly man.
He kills who he wants. He rides horses half naked. And that's what they're doing with him. And that's why that he appeals to him. As a strong man who doesn't care what you think. And you just get to F your feelings.
I'm going to do what I want.
Exactly.
I'm the leader.
Yeah. I mean...
This is
bizarro world.
It is upside down world. And we keep referring to this, but I think it's really important. If you missed last Friday's conversation with retired Brigadier General Steve Anderson, and we were talking about NATO and why NATO is so important and why it is so important for the U.S. to remain in NATO and support our allies. And again, Steve Anderson is a lifelong Republican. Listen to the interview.
Yeah.
I think you will find it really enlightening, and I encourage you to have other people take a listen to it as well. You can find it on our website at civicmedia.us. All right, the good, the bad, on the way. Oh, I got to get one of these. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, LaCrosse's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media Radio Network recognizes the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Kelvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Echoes of Empowerment, Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl Ingram.
In March 1965, Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. led a peaceful group marching in support of voting rights, but police attacked them as they tried to cross the Pettus Bridge in Selma, Alabama. Voting was nearly impossible for black people because of unfair processes like literacy tests and poll taxes. A few months after the march protests, Congress passed the Voting Rights Act, giving everyone a chance to vote. Listen for more Black History Stories here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
You're listening to the Talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
Hummingbird, hummingbird should be your name.
Hummingbird should be your name.
Too restless to
good morning,
too
and welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, the surgeon of sound, Kelvin, is on the board. We're coming to you live from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can always join us. Call or text at 844-967-2789, 844-96.
Party.
Or leave a message on the live stream. If you want to have some fun, join the folks on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and or Twitter.
It's where all the fun happens.
There is a lot that goes on the live stream. It's always fun to see everybody interact with each other. So check it out.
And by the way, Andrew from Maine wrote MAGA Rhinos. MAGA Rhinos sounds like a drink I want to try.
MAGA Rhino?
Yeah, I'll take a MAGA Rhino.
Is it over ice?
It's definitely over ice. Okay. But instead of salt on the rim, bitters? Motor oil.
I was going to say bitters.
Yeah, that was funnier. I'm not a funny comedian. Don't hire me, people.
All right, we've been doing a round of the good, the bad, and now we move on to, I got to get one of these. This showed up somewhere on my feed yesterday as I was looking for stuff to kick around today. And apparently this was presented on Shark Tank a number of years ago.
Yeah.
And the sharks liked it. And so this product has gone into production, but there's a warning now that there are now copycats. So if you're going to buy this, you want to make sure you buy the original Humviewer.
All right, I'll bite. Tell me more.
The Humviewer, Greg Bach.
We need some music that's like...
The Humviewer, my friends. Picture a welding mask.
Oh, good God.
Okay. Made out of plastic, but it's plastic. So you have your welding mask on, made out of plastic. It's clear.
Yeah.
You can see through it.
Yeah.
And on the front of the mask, if you've ever seen what a hummingbird feeder looks like with the little flowers, you know.
You aren't serious.
So on the front of the mask are three little hummingbird feeder flowers. And you can sit in your garden and have them come up to your face and drink nectar from the feeder.
Maybe I was wrong. Maybe we deserve the people in Madison we have there right now. Oh, my God.
You have to see a picture of this. This is one of the funniest things I've ever seen.
Is it in our rundown?
It's in our show notes.
Oh, God.
So if you want to see the Humviewer, which can be yours for only $69.95, Greg.
Nice.
As seen on Shark Tank, the Humviewer, according to their website, is a wearable hummingbird feeder mask offering users an observational sensory experience.
This looks like something out of... This just looks like Saw, if Saw was made by Stein's Garden and Gifts. Not saying that they're a bad store. They're great. I love them. I go to get their... But it looks horrifying. It looks like three cigarettes sticking out of...
But it's got the little flower there.
I know, but from the viewpoint of the guy who's looking way too excited about it, it looks like three unfiltered Pall Malls just sticking out of some plants. Do you think it's... Okay, all right. This is now the Humviewer, but it looks like it started as something else.
I don't even want to know where your brain is going with that.
It's simply going to a college dorm, watching maybe a Cheech and Chong movie.
Oh, okay.
And enjoying... what is still currently illegal in Wisconsin.
I'm following you now.
Or at least this can be retrofitted to do so.
Well, you'd have to do something about the leakage on the bottom.
How would you know?
I'm just speculating.
Okay.
I'm old.
There you go.
Continuing the description of the hum viewer.
I'm putting this in the live stream for our audience.
It allows for multiple ways to experience hummingbirds up close by wearing the device as a mask or setting it on a surface or hanging it like a traditional bird feeder, or you can hand feed by holding a flower feeder. Now, I have actually seen people on YouTube before, and I don't know how long it takes to train a hummingbird to actually drink nectar from your hand, but I've seen people do it. But that must take years.
If you don't have years, folks, then get yourself a Hum Viewer. Hum Viewer, only $69.95. Experience the magic of the Hum Viewer as seen in Shark Tank. Definitely don't let your college kids steal it from your garden shed.
Along with your Hum Viewer purchase, it includes plastic shield with adjustable head strap, 3 red flower feeders, 3 yellow removable perches, 1 nectar bulb, 1 cleaning brush, instructions for use and nectar recipe, and a customized drawstring bag for storage.
I would like to know one thing. Are the Hum Viewer people listening right now? Because we're doing a lot of advertising for them, and I would like one for free.
We can reach out.
Yeah. Tony Zimmerman said it perfectly. Wow, that's something.
Come on, Tony. It's hilarious.
It can't, okay, also, you know who would be against this item? The American Association of Eye Doctors. I just made that group up, but you get what I'm saying. Because look at this man.
Is they're too close?
Yeah, exactly. Look at that man's eyes. They're too close. They're going to cause bad vision. He's going to have glasses or laser surgery. And then he's going to pay out of pocket for it because his insurance doesn't cover it. A Hum Viewer eye accident. And that's what you did. You forced him to get this. You made them love it. And now it's on you, Jane Mattinair. Hope you sleep at night.
I accept the responsibility. I just think it's imperative that people, if you're going to buy one, make sure it's the original Hum Viewer.
That makes me wonder now, what are the knockoff ones?
We'll look. We'll see what else we can find. We will put a link up to the Hum Viewer in our show notes.
We will?
Yes, we will.
Great.
If you want to take a look at it and decide for yourself. It's a little joyful thing, Greg Bach. I just want to sit in my backyard with that thing on to make the neighbors laugh.
Marge, Jane's finally lost it.
We knew she was heading that way anyways. It's finally happened.
She's wearing some weird miner's mask on her face. I don't get what's going on here.
Okay. I'm very excited about
this. I know you are.
I can't.
Between the birding fest and this.
It's a thing. It's just a thing. News is coming up next. Next hour, Civic Media's Jimmy Cuska is going to be joining us to break down some of the more serious things, school referendums last night. And then Brittany Merlot will be here for her weekly spot, Wednesday Weather and Wine with Brittany Merlot. That's coming up at 11:50. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hummingbird, hummingbird, fly right on by. Some folks like to gamble, but darling, not I. Some folks like to gamble, but darling, not I. Hummingbird, hummingbird, fly right on by. Yes, I'd rather spend my whole life without you than feather a nest to be shattered apart by the hum, hum of your hummingbird hum. By the hum, hum of your hummingbird.
Our dial position is off to the right. Our conversation, right in the middle. You're soaring with Eagle 1490, the talk of La Crosse. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Civic Media's Rich LoCascio. Could you introduce me as a wrestler right now? You could call me like the punching bag or the patsy or something.
From Green Bay, Wisconsin, the punching bag, Pete Schwabba.
Now I'd be looking across the ring at my opponent's eyes getting really wide as he got ready to wail on me.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Soaring high above La Crosse, this is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden's brother James is now on Capitol Hill. He did not talk to reporters on his way in to